Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer. And coach, a couple of games to talk about here at the end of the season. Let's go back to your January 29th game first against Lake Mills. A very interesting, fun game back and forth for both teams. Lake Mills takes an early lead in the first quarter. You guys battle back to trail by one at halftime. They get up a little bit ahead in the third quarter. You guys make a run in the fourth, but come up just 3 points short. A back-and-forth game, Coach. That one had to be fun.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that was one of those nights where, you make a few mistakes here or there, and you got to battle back and get back into the game. You know, we started out slow. Looking at that first quarter, we didn't score until about the three-minute mark, you know, and it was just a slow start for us, you know. And Lake Mills started out slow as well, but, you know, gathered a little more momentum there toward the end of that first quarter to build up that lead. But then again, in that second quarter, you know, we battled back, you know, and made some plays and got back into the ball game. And we're, like I said, we're down by one going in the halftime. So, you know, that first quarter kind of a flip-flop tale there of, you know, two quarters there, you know. And that's one of the things with our squad is, you know, if we start out slow in that first quarter, and if we kind of get behind a little bit, you know, we're digging ourselves out of a hole, and, you know, that takes a lot of energy out of the kids, you know, to get back into that ball game, you know, and then you're battling that the whole night trying to keep pace and trying to stay where you're at and try to get a lead going into that second half.
And you guys close the regular season with two games. First of all, you beat Eagle Grove at home 50-39. And then Bishop Garrigan just gets past you 67-42 in that game. Both played at home. Coach, you got to go back home and play those two games, one win, one loss. What can you say about your team in those two?
The Eagle Grove game, that's a team that, you know, we struggle with. I think it's just their style of play that we sometimes have an issue with. Again, we start out slow that first quarter. But, you know, ended up getting 18-10 lead going in the second quarter and then 32-16 at halftime. But credit Eagle Grove, they fought back. They came back in that second half and scored some points and, you know, made a little bit of a contest out of it. Yeah, we had to work and do some things down the stretch in that game to hold on to that victory. So it was good for the kids to have that. You know, we did a good job scoring that night and things like that. So it was one of those games where, you know, you expect to win, but against Eagle Grove and how they play, you know, you just can't take it for granted. And, you know, we were lucky to come out of that with the win, you know. And then if you look at the next Monday night, the Garrigan game, again, slow start. That was the tail of that game. But again, we battled back second quarter and, you know, got to within 13 at halftime, which is, I think, a great accomplishment, you know, going up against Garrigan. And that third quarter, you know, we played them tough. We were down by, you know, six at one point. We got to within 6 points. You know, we're making a run, and then they came down and hit a couple of three-pointers and got a few shots and, you know, pushed that lead out. We just didn't have enough going down that second half, particularly the fourth quarter against Garrigan there, the last regular season game, to get much closer. But I was happy with the way we played against Garrigan. We played with them, you know, even though we did lose by a fair amount. But I was just pleased with the way the girls played that night and the fact that we could play with them. And we made a run against them and got to that six-point deficit and had chances again to cut into that and, you know, get it even closer. You know, that's confidence that as you closed out the regular season, going into postseason play, that was definitely something that we needed, and I felt that you know, that was a good sign for us going forward.
And Coach, as you mentioned, went into the postseason, and you open up at West Hancock, a team that you've had two really good games with this year. You were able to get past them at their place. They were able to get past you, but both really good games, and of course it comes down to another awesome game there in Britt, and a game that you guys led by four at halftime. They tied it up heading to the fourth quarter, and 3 points enough. You guys are able to hold out and get a stop when you need to at the end of the game and win the postseason game at West Hancock.
Yeah, that was a fun game to be involved with. We did a lot of different things that night defensively. Mallory, the previous two games, I think had scored like 31 and 27 points in those previous two games. And we went into that game in that first round down there, looking at trying to limit her looks, limit her point total, and make the rest of her team contribute and be part of that process. We did a good job of keeping her under wraps. I think she ended up with like 15 points that night. We did a lot of box and one with her and switched up some defenses, to man-to-man, back to zone, things like that, just to keep West Hancock off guard. And I thought for the most part we did a good job of that. And the other thing with that game was our rebounding. I think we ended up having, if I remember right, 22 or 23 offensive rebounds. When you got that number of offensive rebounds, you're getting second and third chance opportunities, and you're getting those opportunities to score points. It's not a one-and-done type of deal, and I think that was a huge key for our victory, the fact that we had those rebounds, and we got those extra opportunities, and defensively, we stepped up. We made the stops when we needed to, made some key free throws there at the end of the game to, I think, put us up by three, and then just, good solid defense there. Not letting them get a good shot at the end, even though we were taking the ball out of bounds. That was a good win, and that was a game that, when you look at the previous two, I just kind of figured it was going to kind of come down to that one possession type of deal at the end of the game, because we both teams had played each other close in the previous two games, and it was going to be similar to that, and it ended up being that way in that game.
And, Coach, with that, sets you up a rematch in the second round with the Golden Bears for a third time this year. And, man, oh, man, Coach, your team did everything they could to try to take down the two-time defending state champions in round number two. And your team had the lead there and were close to tied throughout much of that contest. But Bishop Garrigan just a little bit too much down the stretch, able to get past you 56-47.
Yeah, like I've told a few other people, when you look at the score, we ended up losing by nine. But, if you'd been at the game and watched the game, that game was closer than the score indicated. It was back and forth all night long. They had a nine-point lead going into the second quarter, and we made a comeback and, had a lead late in the second quarter, and they hit a three right at the buzzer to go up by four going into halftime. But, when you look at that first quarter and how competitive it was and how close the score was a sign that, this game was not going to be an easy one. And, Miriam Benkin got into some foul trouble there in that first half, and she sat a good chunk of the end of the first quarter into the second quarter. But we were still able to stay with them, still able to make some runs and get some point totals and things like that going with that, even with her on the bench. And, that, again, was a good sign for the rest of the kids that, they could play without her and play with Garrigan, during that time frame. And then you jump in the second half. Again, a lot very similar to what the first half was, kind of back and forth. Each team in that third quarter going at each other. I think the biggest lead might have been 2 points. Tied at late in that third quarter, and they were up by four going in the fourth quarter, and we kind of went on a scoring drought midway through that third quarter into the middle part of the fourth quarter. We were just stuck on 41 and just couldn't get any shots to fall. We had some great looks from the outside, great looks on the inside, and just couldn't get them to fall. And they came down and hit I think 2 3-pointers back to back and pushed the lead from four up to 10, just a matter of a couple possessions. And we just couldn't get back on track from that. That one really kind of hurt us there when they hit those 2 3-pointers, because at that point, we were within 4 points and had, again, chances to cut into that and potentially get the lead. But, it was a fun game. A fun game to coach. The girls came to play. They gave it everything they had and, left it on the floor, understanding that, if you win, you go to the next round, but if you lose, you're done, and, you don't want to have second thoughts that, I didn't give my best, in that game. And It was a good game. Battle with both teams, and you know, it's too bad somebody had to lose in that type of a situation. But I was very happy and proud of the effort that the girls gave that night, and just how well we played against Garrigan in that game. You know, and that goes back to how we played against them the last game of the season, and how we did with that. It was just good to see that momentum carrying through and taking place in that game.
Coach, what can you say about this team as you end the season successful? You had successful moments throughout the year. Even, you know, some of these losses, you know, had to have some success within them. And, of course, you've got some seniors that you'll be losing from this team. What can you say about them and this team?
As far as the seniors, you know, we lose four seniors. Two of them have been starters for 4 years. And obviously we're going to lose a lot of points and rebounds and stuff from the inside game with our post play. We'll have to look at, you know, how we're going to adjust that for next year going forward. But just the resilience and the fight and the determination that the girls had all season long. You know, going into the season, I thought we could be competitive. I thought we'd have chances to win games. And the fact was, in probably 90% of the games we played this year, we were competitive. And if I look back, I think we probably had five or six games that we lost by 6 points or less, and then there were a couple we lost by 8 and 9. So when you start looking at that, you know, you're looking at 6, 7, 8 games we had this season that, you know, had we made a couple of shots here or there, a couple extra free throws, you know, we could have had a few more wins and added to that win total. But just the fact that we were in games, something we haven't had in years past, that this year we did have with the group that we, you know, we had with our upperclassmen and our freshmen coming up and stepping up on several different occasions, just the competitiveness and the drive that the kids had and the desire to want to win games. And, you know, like I said, we were close on several of them. And, you know, that's all you can ask for, is to put yourself in position to win some games, you know, with, you know, a bucket or two here. And, you know, it just didn't happen. But, you know, just really pleased with how we ended the season in a tournament, even though it was, you know, a loss there. But we did a good job this year, and I'm just kind of looking forward to what we got coming back. You know, obviously losing those seniors is big, but we've got a good nucleus coming back next year, and, you know, we're going to retool and hopefully be just as competitive.
Coach, thanks so much for your time throughout the season. I really do appreciate it, and can't wait to talk to you again next year.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
That's North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.